Today, it's Vocalo 91.1 FM, NPR's only Chicago music station, only urban alternative. Backstage here at Pitchfork, we are with Akenya. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right.
All right, you just got off stage. I know it's been a busy weekend for you.
Yes.
But this is your first Pitchfork where you're performing. You've been here a few times with your friends, you know, doing things in the back of the stage. What was it like being in the front of the stage?
No, I've performed here before. I just haven't performed under my own name. So it was cool. It was cool to get to do my own music here.
And so the last time you were at the studio, not only did I fall in love with the single you brought by, you had just brought in Hades Moon.
Yeah.
But also you talked about your blatant, not like distaste, but like not as supportiveness of Scorpios, which I really enjoyed.
I did not say that. I said, we love you, but you know, y'all are complex. That's all I said.
Because I'm a Gemini.
Okay.
And so I know you
guys get a lot of hate.
Yeah, okay, we do. We do. But I really, look, my life has been ruined by Scorpios,
oh,
right?
No.
Every sad song I've cried to has been because of a Scorpio most of the time. But you are a second generation astrologer.
Yeah.
I've seen you've done a lot of astrology this weekend with Pitchfork too. Okay, so could you help me understand a little bit more about myself, about the Geminis?
Well, what is your rising? Do you know? You don't know anything else. We have to see the rest of the chart, because it would be interesting to see why you're having issues with Scorpios and why they keep coming up in your life, because that would probably be more specific to your chart.
Situation,
yeah.
Well, one of them is my sister, so I can't really ever run away from that. But you know, there is like
sibling drama.
There is like an old saying where your siblings come back into your lives, but they were your enemies in your past life, so you could learn to love each other.
Yeah, families have some of the most intense karma there is. Yeah, because you're stuck. You're not going to work it out any other way. So we're going to make you guys related, so you'll have to figure it out.
Yeah, no, that's the way I feel that. Facts.
Yeah.
Also, the last time you were by, I mean, you sat down, you told us so much about, you know, your past. You've had some of the craziest collaborations. I mean, like Smino, Chance, No Name, like Hayley Williams. Is there anyone, I know the album isn't released yet, so no spoilers, but is there anyone you really want to work with? Like someone you're like, oh, that would be a dream collab for me.
In the future, like a dream collaborator, I want to do something with Mitski. I feel like it would be very interesting. And she's such a fantastic vocalist, as well as songwriter and musician. So I'm speaking that into existence.
And I love hearing, you told us this story about when you worked with Smino. It was like a crazy night. You like did a show, we're recording before, did the show, came back to recording.
Yes.
And you got it done in like the craziest way. What would be your advice to other aspiring artists that maybe are doing other things like songwriting, like background vocals? Like what, since it can be so crazy, what would be your advice for that?
Just keep honing your craft. You know, if you do it on a regular basis, if something is, you know, not ideal situation-wise, you'll be prepared. You know, there are so many things that can go wrong or not be ideal, but if you have that, it's almost like muscle memory. If you, like, know how to access it because it's become a skill set for you, you'll be successful.
And what are your tips? I mean, you've been, like, crazy busy, right, everywhere. What are your tips on, like, a sleep schedule and, like, running and still being able to perform as well as you did today?
If anyone has any tips for me on how to regulate my sleep schedule, I will gladly receive them. Because I've always been very nocturnal. I'm taking the magnesium, the L-theanine. I'm trying to get it together. So I'm not. That's not my specialty.
Well, I would say you were performing like earlier, and you sounded great. I mean, the hair is giving, everything's giving. So when you came by Vocalo last time, you were thinking around May 2024 is when it would drop. I'm sure you're tired of answering this question, but are you still looking at this year?
I'm on divine timing. Like, I'm on God's timeline, because my timeline is not real. It's not working. So I do think I will be able to get hopefully some more music out this year, but I don't know if the whole album will drop this year. I really don't. I'm not holding out on you all. It's very, very close to being done. It's just logistics. It's money. It's editing. It's insane making an album. And I am an independent artist. Like, truly, it is me. So yeah, it's coming, though. It's congealing. It's in the finishing final stages.
And you've been really outspoken about being an independent artist and how, like, doing everything yourself. What would be a tip for other artists that are having to do everything, like, kind of guerrilla by themselves?
Don't do it by yourself. It's a lot harder. Get a team. You may not necessarily need a label, but you need people. And I feel like I'm just now starting to, like, assemble a team, assemble my go-to people. So get yourself a team ASAP.
And now that you're kind of, like, working on this divine timing with the album, is it hard? Are you still finding inspiration? And maybe, like, have you still written songs? Because last time you thought you had the set list down.
Oh, the album is planned, but it's hard. It is a little hard to be continually creative when you're still trying to finish something. So, yeah, it's difficult. I feel like when the album is done, I feel like the creative floodgates are just going to come opening up.
Awesome. And so what else are you looking forward to this year? Do you have any other big performances coming up? Any other, like, concerts you're looking forward to performing at?
Yeah, I'll be at Market Days August 11th, and I don't know the time yet. But, you know, follow me on my socials to keep up with that. Akenya Music on everything. And I'm also going to be doing Cultural Singers Under the Dome in October. That's the 24th. So I see you all for that.
Well, thank you so much, Akenya, and we'll catch up soon. Maybe when the album drops, you can come by Vocalo.
Yes.
When the stars align, right?
Yes, thank you. Thanks for having me.